Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And before we go into the Word of the Lord, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you for the strength, the confidence, the trust that we have in your absolute purity and beauty and your word, Lord, which will never pass away. Lord, that you have given us such tremendous opportunity, Father, through the atoning work of Jesus Christ, that we can be in fellowship with you. We can know you intimately, that you can be, Father, our Father. Lord, many listening, perhaps they had no father, or their earthly father may not have been all that he should have been. But Lord, you are a good Heavenly Father, and we know that every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. And so, Father, as we gather together around your word today and the next several days, Lord, that you will minister to our needs, cause faith to arise, stir up hope. And Lord, as your word declares, it is your will, your desire to meet all of our needs, whether they're spiritual, circumstantial, emotional, physical, or financial. And so, Father, I'm asking that you would meet all of those who are listening, their needs, according to your great riches and glory. We ask all of this in the mighty and wonderful and matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, I would like to share some lessons we can learn out of the Old Testament, because, you know, that's why they were given to us. They were examples for us so that we could learn spiritual lessons without perhaps the necessity of going through them ourselves. Although, have you frequently found you've got to go through something to really gain the benefit? But I'd like to share just a few words of Jesus found in the Gospel of Luke. And this is the 21st chapter. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." And then he gives a warning. He's now speaking to his disciples. He's speaking to the people who followed him, who understood and knew the kinds of warnings and admonitions that he would give. And he said, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that that day the return of the Lord will come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Now he was warning against, in general, just worldliness or unrestrained appetites, drunkenness, excess. And also, while we might quickly read over that scripture, he includes something else at the very end of that phrase, the cares of this life. We can be so caught up in the things that are going on in our lives, the problems, the things we have to contend with, that sometimes it's possible to lose sight of our focus, and that is our focus to keep our eyes, our inner eyes, if you will, on the Lord Jesus Christ, on our Heavenly Father, because He will guide us. We, as the days grow increasingly dark and evil, we have to keep our hearts aligned with the Lord, to be in constant fellowship with Him. He's within us. Every believer has Jesus Christ living within by the Holy Spirit. And so He wants to guide, He wants to teach us, but we cannot allow ourselves to be distracted. And so having shared that, I'd like to read the text of what I'm going to be sharing on. It's found in 2 Chronicles, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 14. But by way of introduction and laying a foundation, if you're familiar with your Bible, you know that during the reign, the first king of Israel was Saul, and he was replaced by David, who was anointed by the prophet Samuel. And then the Lord told him through the prophet that as much as David wanted to build a temple, that privilege would go to his son Solomon. And so Solomon, during his reign, Israel perhaps had the greatest peace and prosperity that they've ever known as a nation. But if you know further in the story, Solomon's heart was turned away in wholeheartedness of serving God by his wives. And so let's now look at the 12th chapter. Well, you know, maybe I should just allow a little bit of introduction. His son Rehoboam reigned after Solomon died. And so when he assumed the throne, there were counselors to those of who had been counselors to Solomon, but there were also young men that were brought up with him. In verse 10 of chapter 10, they are advising, "Thus shalt thou answer the people that spake unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy." There was tremendous building projects and much going on during the reign of Solomon, "but make thou it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins." And so basically, when he answered harshly and didn't really listen to the people, he said, "My father chastened you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions." So the king didn't listen to the people. And so the 10 tribes of Israel said, "What are we to do with you? What inheritance do we have in David?" And so they separated, and Rehoboam basically ruled over the cities of Judah. So having said that, let me go to verse 1 of chapter 12. "And it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. And it came to pass that in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Egypt because they had transgressed against the Lord." Of course, the Lord had warned them. You know, he warned them through Moses, if you do that, that is what was going to happen. And he took the fenced cities, and basically the word of the Lord came to Rehoboam and Israel, "You have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak." And so when they heard that, the prophetic word, the princes of Israel, the king, humbled himself. They said, "The Lord is righteous." And then in verse 7, it says, "And when the Lord saw they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, that they may know my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries." And so in verse 11, "When the king entered into the house of the Lord, the guard came and fetched them." Now, this is referring to shields of gold that had been taken away. That's in verse 9. "The king of Egypt took away all the treasures of the house of the Lord." The amount of money and gold and precious stones that were used in the creation of that temple probably would be staggering in today's figures. But it says, "He carried away the shields of gold which Solomon had made." And so King Rehoboam, in verse 10, he made shields of brass and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard and kept the entrance of the king's house. And when the king entered into the house of the Lord, the guard came and fetched them and brought them into the guard chamber. And when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him, that he would not destroy him altogether. And also in Judah things went well. But after he had strengthened himself, verse 14 says, he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. So this was a sad commentary of the reign of the son of Solomon. And so as we look at this period of time, about 5 years had passed since the death of Solomon, and those 5 years were full of sadness and retrogression. That means degeneration, if you will. And during these years, that great split had taken place in the nation, the revolt of the 10 tribes going their own way, leaving only Rehoboam ruling in Judah, in Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, and that for David's sake. And so in 2 Chronicles 12:1 it says, and it came to pass when he had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. During this time of sin and division, Israel, old's enemy, the king of Egypt, found an easy entrance into the land. Although the king and the princes of Israel humbled themselves and said, the Lord is righteous, yet, as I had shared in reading that, God did allow the king of Egypt to come in and rob them. And the treasures of the temple and the king's house were wealth beyond description. Well, I see my time has flown, and we'll just continue on laying a groundwork and the principles of what we see occurring in this Old Testament story, history, if you will, of what happened after the death of Solomon. How can we apply it to our own lives? Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I look forward to sharing some time with you tomorrow if you're able to listen, or if not, you can always go to the unveilchrist.org website and click on the broadcast. You can hear them anytime at your convenience. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.